Researchers at the University of Cambridge say data collected in the 1980s helps reveal how Aboriginal people survived the tough climate of Central Australia. The researchers found that half of the Indigenous population of Western Australia has a genetic modification that alters their body temperature, as Caitlin Gribben reports.
In Central Australia, temperatures reach close to 50 degrees. That, coupled with an arid environment, poses health risks, particularly for children. But Robin Carroll from the University of Cambridge says some Aboriginal people have adapted to deal with the challenge.
The Aboriginal child would have a very, very slight advantage, but that's enough over hundreds of years for it to become incorporated as a genetic change that has passed through generations. And we're really throwing light on how something that's important to human survival and physiology works.
Emeritus Professor Carroll and his team have examined data collated by Australian researchers in the 1980s. At the time, he says the academics noted that half the Aboriginal people studied had different levels of a hormone called thyroxin, which regulates metabolism.
There is a special mechanism that gives a surge of release as the body moves into fever. And the changes in the Aboriginal have in fact cancelled this trigger that causes the surge of release. So they can meet a situation where they have a higher body temperature without having to accelerate the activity of the whole of the body. And of course, immediately one can see how that would be of advantage to people living a nomadic life in a very hot and arid climate.
Basically, that means people with the genetic modification have a higher chance of surviving the Central Australian climate.
If you look at the threats there are historically, we're talking now in terms of 10 or 20,000 years, it's the diseases of childhood, dehydration, heat exhaustion that accompany dysentery and other common infections of childhood. So the likelihood is that people who have this change would be better equipped to survive in the conditions of Central Australia.
Professor Carroll says over thousands of years, the adaptation has benefited Aboriginal children.
By and large, children don't die of the infections. They die of the consequences of the infection. They lose fluid from their body. Children are very sensitive to the loss of body fluid. They become dehydrated and exhausted. It protects them against the side effects of infection.
How much more beneficial would it be for Aboriginal people living in Central Australia to carry this chain as opposed to the 50% that don't?
That's a very interesting thing. It's the way that, in fact, we select. It's a very slight advantage, generation after generation after generation, for it might be 10 or 15,000 years, means that slowly this very slightly beneficial change becomes incorporated within the genetic structure and is passed down to the next generation.
He says there are broader implications of the research.
The fact that the Aboriginal Australian has adopted this change provides confirmation that the release of thyroxin really is of significance to the health of individuals. In other words, the fact that it needs to be changed under these exceptional circumstances indicates that it's a process that's happening that affects the body and makes us think of other things. For instance, don't laugh, of saunas and hot baths. The body temperature can rise to the same as that in a fever. And now we can see the significance of changes in the thyroxin levels, which will occur in saunas or under other situations in which the body temperature is raised. So it's giving us an insight into human physiology.
Cambridge Professor Robin Carroll ending that report from Caitlin Gribben.